FM 90.3 WJTL, love that song. I loved Burlap to Cashmere from their album Anybody Out There from 1998. That's Basic Instructions. For Him, the Message, Rich Mullins, The Just Shall Live. Good morning. It's 7:06. You're listening to a very special Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, we want to thank you for joining us on this Throwback Thursday. Many thanks also to one of our faithful listeners, Heather Hare, for suggesting this theme and recommending these songs for this playlist. It's all about the Bible. These songs might be about the Bible, from the Bible, or tell stories found in the Bible. And we are so excited to be playing for these songs for you all day long.
This morning, our very special guest, Chris Straka, is here. He is the CEO of 4-1 Life. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, everybody.
Morning. So wonderful to have you here. Last time you were here, you brought your saxophone.
I did. Yeah.
And you played us a song. You're a very good saxophone player.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Talk about throwback.
When you walked in with a box, Liam and I thought, did he bring saxophones? But instead, you brought us gifts, shirts and water bottles and coffee mugs. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very
you're
thoughtful.
Welcome.
Tell us all about 4-1 Life.
4-1 Life has been around for a long time, Fred. It's an international mission based in New Holland. Internationally, we serve people. We do community building in Northeast India.
Okay.
We also support some missionaries in Haiti, but most of our work is done in Northeast India. And along with that international mission, we also now have a local mission in the New Holland area. We started a thrift shop. Proceeds are all now benefiting 4-1 Life's programs.
I love
and
that.
Ministry. Yeah.
That's very cool. So tell us about what you're doing in Northeast India. Sure. and how God is at work through your ministry.
Well, there's been a civil uprising. There's been fighting there for the last 2 years. It's been very difficult for the folks there. So we have shifted from a programs-based ministry into more of a relief, medical relief, support, humanitarian support for the people there. What happened was we had an influx of about 30,000 refugees into our town that were refugees as a result of the fighting. So it's shifted to medical and food basic needs, and we're trying to get everybody back to some semblance of normal.
Amazing. Do you have any stories from what God is doing that you could share with us, kind of give us insight into how life is there?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, God works all the time, and the stories that come out of a tragedy like this are pretty amazing. One of our programs, we bless widows each month in India. When you become a widow, your husband's family comes in and takes whatever they want, often leaving the widows destitute, homeless, to raise their children. It's pretty rough. So we have a widow's program there where we provide food, a month's worth of food to 15, 16 widows each month. And what's happened is the needs are so great in the outlying areas, we now have gone to 13 different villages outside of our town.
Wow.
To provide the same types of services.
That's amazing. If folks want more information about 4-1 Life, can they visit you online?
They sure can. It's 4-1-life.org, and it's spelled out, so F-O-R-O-N-E-L-I-F-E.org.
Awesome. And you have an event coming up if folks want to find out more about what you're doing and have a great weekend of music. Tell us about that.
We do. 2 weeks from now, which coincides with some weddings, I understand, but that's okay. We have Music on the Mountain. This is our sixth year of Music on the Mountain. It's at a private residence on Galt Road in Gap, and it's just a beautiful evening, two evenings, Friday and Saturday, just a beautiful time to worship. We have 9 bands coming, food trucks, a large children's area with crafts and just lots of fun.
It sounds like a blast. Can they get that info online as well?
They can too. The events tab there. They can also go to musiconthemountain.net, and that also has all the information.
Perfect. We're going to talk more to Chris about that coming up, and we have more Throwback Thursday on the way too. Steve Curtis Chapman, Matt Maher, and more coming up.